to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. There are just 3 days to the first debate between President Biden and former President Trump. The Biden campaign says the president is still huddled at Camp David. He's talking strategy. He's doing mock debates. The Trump campaign says the former president is meeting with advisors, but he's focusing on campaigning in the days before the debate. It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris campaigning in Maryland.
Today in America, one in three women of reproductive age lives in a state with an abortion ban. Many with no exception even for rape or incest. Today, our daughters know fewer rights than their grandmothers.
Harris is the former president is to blame for appointing 3 Supreme Court justices who would eventually overturn Roe. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin today, the second anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court Dobbs decision that overturned Roe v. Wade. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is stumping for President Biden in Milwaukee, Eau Claire, and Hudson today. She headlines a rally in Madison tonight. Wisconsin State School Superintendent says education officials could have done more to inform the public about financial problems at Milwaukee Public Schools.
When it comes to financial reporting and it comes to how, you know, the community is informed, we can do better. And we are looking at ways to make that more transparent.
Jill Underly tells WISN-TV's Upfront her Department of Public Instruction is focused on getting Milwaukee schools back into compliance. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has announced Wisconsin's employment numbers have hit a record high. According to data released by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, preliminary estimates for May 2024 showed Wisconsin had hit a record high employment of 3,048,000. The state's unemployment rate also stayed at about 2.9%, over a full percentage point lower than the national average. The labor force participation rate was also higher than the national average. Construction crews have removed the bleachers from Zorn Arena at the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire as they prepare to convert the site into an event center. According to a WEIU report, the soon-to-be-constructed Sonnentag Event Center will be able to hold about 3,500 people regularly, with space for up to 5,000 for events like concerts and graduation. The new building is expected to have a total price tag around $110 million and could be completed by this December's graduation. I'm Austin Brume, Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers breaking up a 3-game losing streak in San Diego, finally coming up with a win, 6-2 over the Padres. Things got started in the second inning with Sal Frelick at bat on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
2-2 the count. And a base hit into left field. Ortiz on his way as Adames will score. Ortiz will go into third. And it'll be an RBI single for Sal Frelick.
The Brewers scoring 5 runs in the second against the Padres right-hander Michael King, manager Pat Murphy.
We got a little lucky, didn't we? Some of the hits fell in and some of the grounders got through, opposite field grounders and a couple bloops. And King's good, man. That guy's good. Guy can pitch.
The crew opening a home series tonight against the Rangers. Hockey, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals tonight. The Florida Panthers host the Edmonton Oilers with the Stanley Cup on the line. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Brand new country. I woke up on a wrong side. The truck man this morning with a bone dry. But I love Jack.
We don't even fight anymore.
Love listening to the station. 98Q Country. hottest country is on.
It doesn't get any better than this.
98Q Country.
We couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. Sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. Tonight I can't forget, but she kept the hotel key slipped in a purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves on the clothes on the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Yeah, she kept the hotel key slipped in a purse, I guess it makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves on the clothes.
90s classics. 98 Q Country.
Anderson, 98 Q Country.
Disney there with Just to Say We Did. You're listening to 98Q Country, your local civic media station right here out of Park Falls, buried in beautiful Price County, Wisconsin. What's today all about? That's a weird question, but I've got some answers for you. Today is the 24th of June, of course. But what is June 24th except National Praline Day? Praline, old sweets, usually sugar syrup coating a nut-based confection like a pecan or sometimes a walnut. I think pecan is probably the most popular type of praline. Might actually be where the word comes from. Maybe I should shut up until I Google what a praline is. I know that the term is used to apply to a lot of nut-based confections, a lot of almonds, a lot of cashews. It's also upcycling day. Now, I took a small amount of issue with this, so I'm going to turn this into, I'm going to reverse this one, upcycling day. The idea of upcycling as opposed to recycling. Recycling, things are often decomposed, degraded, the plastic is remelted, the glass is reground. Upcycling means you take whatever garbage you've got and use it for whatever it can be useful for. The example in the picture was a soda bottle. Standard 20-ounce soda bottle had had one of the sides cut out, so you're basically left with a plastic canoe for your G.I. Joe, if you will. And somebody had taken a string and tied around the cap, and then the other end of the string was tied near the bottom of the bottle so that you've basically got a loop that you can hang this bottle from. They filled it with potting soil and used it as a drainable. They poked some holes in the bottom of it. You can imagine how you could pretty easily turn a used soda bottle into a planter. Here's the problem, though. That's plastic. It's got an emblem from a company on the side. Why don't you make your bottles and containers out of glass and other useful materials? I'll start upcycling when you make it worth it. So this is my request. Use more glass packaging, please. And don't tell me it's more expensive. You're already charging me double just because. So make it glass. We'll make it last. It's upcycling day today. Whew, I digress. Anyway, it's also last on the list here. Swim a lap day. I'm sorry, but I think that's actually Realize How Fit Swimmers Are Day. Swim a lap? A lap is a lot more swimming than it seems. And of course, to you lap swimmers out there, you're laughing at me. Yeah, you unfit radio guy. Correct. You are 100% correct. You people swimming laps out there don't realize how awesome you are for doing it. Swim a lap day, upcycling day, and National Praline Day. That's what today is all about. Thomas Rhett's coming up next here on 98Q Country after a weather update from the Civic Media Weather Team on 98.3 FM, WCQM, your local civic media station.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Nemo's Emblem.
Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. Hi, I'm the new AI for Nemus Implement. I may sound young, but these brands have been around for a while. Plus, Nemus Implement, I am proud to say, has been around for over 100 years. And there is nothing artificial about the large selection of new and pre-owned inventory they carry. There is even a real intelligent sales team, a financing team and service and parts department, and a real person will even do a local weekly delivery. Nemus Implement in Stetsonville, south of Medford on Highway 13. AI out.
Create the deck of your dreams now at Menards. Spend less time maintaining your deck and more time enjoying it with UltraDeck low-maintenance composite decking from Menards. It's easy to install and built to last. Plus, get free estimates fast with our deck design program in-store and on Menards.com. Save big on UltraDeck and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
Story.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Today's Motorsports Minute is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Include the Big Dipper Bar in your Northwoods plans. Located 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road, easily accessible by ATV or snowmobile. Open Wednesday through Sunday, and every weekend is music weekend at the Dipper. Don't miss the Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the Wednesday Home Cook Specials. Check out the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook for more details.
Christopher Bell sweeps New Hampshire. The Monday Morning Race Recap is brought to you by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Here for Ryan Blaney, four tires of Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Christopher Bell won Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity Series SIAPS 200 at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He returned yesterday with a fast race car and a lot of patience. He and the rest of the Cup teams waited out a 2-hour, 14-minute red flag for rain, and with 81 to go, finished the rest of the race on wet weather tires. He won and captured his third win of the year in the USA Today 301.
It was literally the tale of two completely different events, and obviously the rain completely shook up what was going on track. And in the dry, we started off really well. I was able to, you know, get the lead in the first stage, and then Martin really came on there in stage two. So yeah, I think that we had some room to improve on the dry stuff. Like, I'm not sure that I definitely didn't have the dominant car. And then whenever the wet came, it was just like, we might as well have been somewhere completely different.
Finishing behind Bell was Chase Briscoe in second, Josh Berry in third, and Kyle Larson and Chris Buescher finished fourth and fifth. With eight races to go in the regular season, Joey Logano is above the cut line by 13. Bubba Wallace, the first driver out, as the Cup cars head to Nashville this weekend. I'm Mike Bagley. This has been the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Bright blue skies and highs in the low 80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
Just pop it in for free.
Right here.
98 Q Country.
Yeah, girl, been digging on you. Sipping on drink number two. Trying to come over some smooth. Waiting on the right time to make my move. But I just working that money maker like a heartbreaker, like your college major was twisting and tearing up Friday nights. Love the way you're wearing those jeans so tight.
Show with Greg Anderson, 98 Q Country.
When I get blue, I get blue. dressed to kill and your lips are red and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up? You wide awake at a quarter to three. As messed up as me.
Up is me. That's Keith Urban joining us here on 98Q Country. It's the bottom of the 4 o'clock hour, and I have a community update from you. Thank you so much to Cindy Kohler for sending over a bunch of info about what's happening at the Park Falls Public Library this week. They've got an action-packed slate of events here starting Wednesday, June 26th at 1 p.m. It's Adventures in the Library with Julie D. UW Extension 4-H educator Julie Deppenbrock will take kids on an imaginary trip. Julie D will take kids on an imaginary trip to the countries of Kenya and Japan to learn a little bit about each of these fabulous cultures and make a craft that celebrates each country. Then the next day on Thursday, June 27th, 10:30 a.m., it's the Magic of Isaiah. Magician Isaiah Foster is returning to Park Falls, and he is magical and entertaining as ever. Isaiah's family-friendly magic and positive reading message always leaves the audience in awe and smiling. This magical program is made possible through a grant from the Weather Shield Light Foundation. Big thanks to them and to the library for hosting the show. Finally, on Friday at 1 p.m., it's the Pokemon Kids Club. A Pokemon Club for kids, organized by kids. Certainly no chaos involved. Bring your cards to share or trade and take your chance at a Pokemon battle. And then a couple quotes I love always. Cindy's got the best quotes over there at the library. If the only prayer you said in your whole life was thank you, that would suffice. A quote attributed to Meister Eckhart. Usually she signs it with my favorite one. Knowledge is free at the library. Just bring your own container. Jason Aldean up next here on 98Q Country. Joe Nichols, Sam Hunt, more favorites, more classics. It's the 4 o'clock hour on 98.3 FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes. That doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Summer is buzzing by, but the fun is just getting started at the Park Falls Public Library. On Wednesday, June 26th at 1 p.m., there will be Adventures in the Library with Julie D., where you learn about the countries of Kenya and Japan. On Thursday, June 27th at 10:30 a.m., there will be The Magic of Isaiah with magician Isaiah Foster. And on Friday, June 28th at 1 p.m., will be the Pokemon Kids Club. So bring your cards to share or trade and take your chance at a Pokemon battle.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q. Country.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Huh? Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power. 98Q Country.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
My mind. As soon as I get out.
That's Sam Hunt guiding us into the top of the 5 o'clock hour here on 98.3 FM, 98Q Country, which means we're wrapping up the 4 o'clock hour, during which five great country songs in a row were brought to you by K&B Refrigeration in Medford. Find them in Medford or inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, their appliance outlet. K&B will help you meet your major appliance needs to fit any budget. Big ups to them. My oven is still going strong. I did have to scrub the top of it. Why did I get a white oven? So the style choice is my fault. The delivery and the purchase process were excellent, and that's because of K&B Refrigeration, Medford, or inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips. We've got a weather update coming up next year on 98Q Country. Then I've got some Kip Moore and some more of your favorites and classics. Then a weather update, or excuse me, a news update at the top of the hour. ABC News, Civic Media News, Austin Brume. Coming up next on 98Q Country, 98.3 FM.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril, through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you can breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Williams. Did you know that African Americans experience chronic kidney disease at a rate that's 25% higher than white Americans? And we're almost four times more likely to develop kidney failure. Diabetes and high blood pressure are leading causes of kidney disease, which can result in kidney failure. You have the power to check out how well your kidneys are doing. Visit linkedbylovetv.org to learn more. Get the facts, get checked, and get healthy.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service. Located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Heckman Auction Estate Sales is accepting bids now on a well-kept three-bedroom, two-bath home just 1.5 miles north of Mercer on Pierpoint Road. This home offers privacy and solitude in the North Woods, featuring a large three-season porch, open kitchen with oak cabinets, newer appliances, and more. Preview Saturday, June 22nd, 2:30 to 6 p.m., and Wednesday, June 26th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 5351 N Pierpoint Drive, Mercer, Wisconsin. Bidding ends 7 p.m. on the 26th. View photos and bid at HeckmanAuction.com and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Park Manor River's Edge, 100% employee-owned, a 92-bed skilled nursing facility that provides quality care and rehabilitation to those requiring short-term rehab stays or long-term care. Park Manor invites you to be a part of their team. Currently, Park Manor has open positions in their dietary department and have open CNA and licensed nurse positions. They provide career laddering, along with bonus opportunities and competitive wages and great benefit packages. You can apply through Indeed or call them at 715-762-2449 or stop by at 250 Lawrence Avenue in Park Falls. Park Manor River's Edge, one company, one team.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not a rate based on Terry who keeps and makes the car behind them. Oh no, they're about to. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Bright blue skies and highs in the low 80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high damaging winds and large hail. Stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Morning, afternoon.
Gonna grab some afternoon delight.
Makes the afternoon fly by.
Today's best country. All afternoon.
98 Q Country.